Good afternoon. My name is Ron Turpin from Lincoln Financial, and it is my privilege to welcome you today to the 2014 State of the City Address by Mayor Tom Henry. As chair of the board of Greater Fort Wayne, Inc., it has been my pleasure to visit with dozens of business leaders throughout the community, those representing small, medium, and large businesses. A consistent theme that we hear when we visit with our leaders is momentum. People are feeling, in the words of my friend Mac Parker, that Fort Wayne is getting its swagger back. The vibrancy and momentum that our community is currently experiencing is contagious. People want to be part of something bigger, something greater, and Fort Wayne is it. Speaking of excitement, on a personal level, anyone that spends any amount of time with the mayor can sense his excitement and his enthusiasm for this community, and it is contagious. And his passion makes this a better community. I, for one, am looking forward to his address today and hearing about where we've been and where we're going. And so, without any further delay, it is my honor to introduce to you, for his 2014 State of the City Address, Mayor Tom Henry.
Good afternoon. Thank you, Ron, for that warm introduction. Elected officials, honored guests, citizens of Fort Wayne, welcome. It's an honor to be with you. Today, we're at the Grand Wayne Center in our vibrant and exciting downtown. It's a tremendous facility that shows unprecedented momentum that we're experiencing in our city. Through the efforts of the Grand Wayne Center and Visit Fort Wayne, we're becoming a place of destination. Our state-of-the-art convention center has hosted over 300 events last year. Nearly 6 million visitors came to Fort Wayne in 2013. $438 million was generated, and visitor spending supports 8,000 jobs in Fort Wayne. We're a city on the move. Today, together, we're investing in our future, in our children's future, to make Fort Wayne the best that it can be. Through a commitment to economic development, financial responsibility, and quality of life, we become the envy of our state and the entire Midwest. To remain a leader in economic development, we must invest in attracting, retaining, and growing jobs and businesses. To that end, in 2013, it was a banner year with 29 companies expanding and 4 new businesses coming to Fort Wayne. Employers invested $160 million. They retained 4,000 jobs and created nearly 900 new jobs. Ash Brokerage, BAE Systems, Dana, Press Seal Gasket, and Shamball & Sons are just examples of cities that have sent a strong message that Fort Wayne is the place to grow and to invest. In 2013, Greater Fort Wayne Incorporated was launched, and we now have a unified vision with stronger alignment in economic development and a more competitive position on the global stage. I'm encouraged by the strong gains that we're seeing in our economy. And I continue to be a strong advocate for our downtown and the investment that we're experiencing. It's truly remarkable what we're witnessing. We're a downtown where people are living, working, and playing. For instance, the apartments at the Harrison are completely filled. The Anthony Wayne Building condominiums are nearly full. Work is underway on the Randall Lofts, and plans are coming together for the Superior Lofts. And we're exploring housing near the award-winning Parkview Field. It doesn't stop there, though. This spring, construction will begin on the downtown development featuring the national headquarters for Ash Brokerage. It also includes a residential component led by Hanning and Bean Enterprises. They will bring more housing options to downtown. Retail space and a city-owned parking garage will complete that development. It's a full square block that will transform our skyline. Tim Ash and Bill Bean, I know you're with us today. Could you please stand to be recognized for your investment? Thank you both for your commitment and belief in Fort Wayne. Even as our city invests in economic development and a vibrant downtown, we must be fiscally responsible. My administration has presented balanced budgets each year that I've served as your mayor. And we have a healthy savings account. But it hasn't been easy, though. Property tax caps forced us to find other funding sources to meet our essential needs and deliver the services that you expect. It took strong leadership to make meaningful changes. So in 2013, we did what great cities do when difficulties arise. We came together. State and local experts, elected officials, business leaders, and neighborhood advocates all contributed to creating a financial plan that provides stability now and in the years ahead. We're the only city in Indiana to have a true fiscal policy plan. Fort Wayne City Council stepped up and provided leadership when it was needed most. Tom Didier served as council president in 2013, and if he's present, I'd like to have him and all the city council members to please stand. We need to recognize you for your efforts. Gentlemen. They truly have been a joy to work with. Let's continue to commit to working together to move Fort Wayne forward. In developing our fiscal policy, we listened to all of you. You told us that you'd be willing to pay a little more to enhance public safety, to improve our streets and our roads, and to maintain our parks. So, in public safety, we're adding 22 more police officers to make our streets as safe as possible. And my friends, next year we're going to add 10 more officers to the force because of a federal grant that we're receiving. Now I recognize that there are challenges in our city. 2013 was a difficult year for violence in our community. But now more than ever, we're focused on reversing that trend. By working together, we can make a difference. Public safety is critical to any thriving community. We must be a city where residents and businesses feel safe. Well, it starts with my recent reinstatement of the Director of Public Safety position. Rusty York has assumed that role, and he will do a fantastic job. Rusty oversees the police and fire departments and leads our strategic public safety efforts. I also appointed a new police chief, first one in quite a while, Gary Hamilton. Gary's committed to open communication with residents, with utilizing new technologies, and continuing to collaborate with fellow law enforcement agencies. Gary is with us today as well. Gary, will you please stand to be recognized? Congratulations, Gary. Under Chief Hamilton's direction, I'm honored to announce today that later this month, a new gang and violent crime unit will begin operations. This unit will continue to reduce criminal gang activity, investigate crimes, and gather intelligence on known and suspected gang members. That truly has been the biggest problem in Fort Wayne. But our commitment to your safety extends beyond the police department. It goes to our fire department as well. This year, we will add 24 firefighters to serve and protect you and the rest of the residents of this city. Last year alone, our fire crews responded to 18,000 calls for service. We can be proud of the hard work and determination that we see each day from our firefighters. And 2014 marks the 175th anniversary for the Fort Wayne Fire Department. We have a rich history of fire service that continues today and into the future. Now, you also ask us to concentrate on streets, roads, and sidewalks. So, like never before, you're going to see orange cones everywhere. Now, I know what you're thinking, but these cones are a good sign for Fort Wayne. We're going to invest more than $20 million in our neighborhoods starting this year. There will be paving of at least 10 miles of concrete roads and 50 miles of paving on our asphalt roads. We'll be creating over 300 construction jobs that will boost Fort Wayne's economy. A strong commitment to infrastructure means our city will be more attractive to you and to all businesses that look to relocate here or to expand here. Thanks to all of you, our fiscal plan also means that Parks Department will be improved. We're going to invest an additional $3 million a year in maintenance. Planned improvements for this year include a splash pad at Hamilton Park, a new restroom at Schoaf Park, and improvements to the Dean Museum Pavilion. But there will also be repairs to roadways, parking lots, tennis courts, and basketball courts throughout the city. And our regular tree replacement and treatment program will continue. And we'll complete the removal of the last of the dead ash trees, all 14,000 of them. Being a progressive city also includes having excellent water and sewer services. In 2013, City Utilities was responsible for $50 million in projects that supported 1,200 jobs. And progress continues on the final agreement to purchase Aqua Indiana's water utility in southwest Fort Wayne. Now, this remains a top priority of my administration. A letter of intent has now been signed, and we're working to move the process forward. This is a win for our community as we provide all of our citizens with high-quality water at reasonable rates. I'm committed to providing our city to current water customers in southwest Fort Wayne. We'll get it done starting this year. Responding to weather emergencies also makes us a great city. As we all know, we're experiencing a rather difficult winter. Repeated heavy snow plus dangerously cold temperatures have produced life-threatening conditions. However, our response to this weather has been magnificent. Multiple city departments and county agencies have partnered together to protect our community. And the Salvation Army and the Red Cross are outstanding volunteers. But I want to give a special thank you to the employees of the Fort Wayne Street Department. They've been working around the clock. They have been working around the clock to keep our city streets plowed, salted, and safe. As we move forward in 2014, tremendous progress will be made in our legacy initiatives, adding to the quality of life and making us unique. For instance, our first ever downtown riverfront study is underway. Over the next year, the study will provide a roadmap for world-class investment. We need to identify opportunities on our riverfronts with the possibilities they can provide. Our rivers must be an asset, and I truly believe the ideas are limitless. Fort Wayne is also known for youth sports. So how do we take that to the next level and market our city as a premier sports destination? Well, we're nearing the completion of a youth sports study, and we'll determine what opportunities are available for future facility needs and how we can connect our youth to these resources. Investing in our young people will undoubtedly have a meaningful impact on the future of our community. The McMillan Center will open later this year. It will provide sports and recreational opportunities as well as educational and social activities. The center will benefit children and adults from throughout Fort Wayne. Progressive cities emphasize efficient traffic flow. So this spring, construction will begin to make Ewing Street and Fairfield Avenue two-way streets. This initiative includes a roundabout at the intersection of Wells and Superior Streets. Improving these traffic patterns will assist economic development and meet the needs of our growing downtown. Studies show that job growth in cities is directly tied to an educated workforce. So, what are we doing to make education a priority? We're investing in our future through innovative and creative partnerships. Indiana Tech's $15 million investment in a new academic center will enhance opportunities for their students. And the University of St. Francis plans to invest $12 million in downtown to renovate existing buildings to accommodate hundreds of students. This would certainly advance educational attainment and continue the positive momentum downtown. Other initiatives in the heart of our city include the Wells Street Bridge, which is attracting deserved attention with new lighting. You know, we really do deserve nice things here in Fort Wayne. We'll be transforming our elevated gateways this year. For instance, work is planned for Clinton Street and Jefferson Boulevard in the spring. And in the fall, improvements are planned for Clay Street and Broadway. No, quality of life extends beyond legacy projects. We're a community that cares about one another. We're there to help in times of need. My staff and I met a lot of great people on our neighborhood walks this past summer. We received a lot of positive feedback, but also learned about your concerns, your needs, and your wants. That information helps us to enhance how we work with all of our neighbors. On our business walks, I was encouraged by the passion and commitment shown by small business owners in Fort Wayne. It was great to hear about their hopes and dreams for investing in the future. And I'm already looking forward to getting back into our neighborhoods and visiting more businesses this year. My staff and I work to be accessible and available, so you can share with us successes and concerns. My friends, thanks to all of you and my staff working together, we're an award-winning city. In 2013, the Citizen Services Department was ranked number 2 in the country for call centers. It was one of the 2 national awards that 311 received last year. And its employees are truly committed to providing the best service possible. But it doesn't stop there. Awards continue to pour in for the Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Bridge, and the City Fleet Department is ranked in the top 10 of the country. Our Solid Waste Department has now created an app to give customers an easy way to know when to set out garbage and recycling bins. And our own Belinda Lewis is a national leader in her field as a certified animal welfare administrator. And the new report lists Fort Wayne as the 2nd best small metro area in the country for home ownership. We're also making progress to grow and enhance our trail system. Last year, trail work was completed on Auburn Road, Randalia Drive, Covington Road, and the River Greenway extension from Johnny Appleseed Park to Shoaf Park. Work will occur this year on the Puffer Belly Trail and on areas along Maple Crest, Engle, and Trier Roads. And we're looking forward to construction next year on the 6 Mile Creek Trail in southeast Fort Wayne. With over 70 miles of trails, we're a destination for exercise, recreation, and active transportation. For us to continue Fort Wayne's positive momentum, though, we must work together. So today, I leave you with a challenge. Look for opportunities to volunteer. Spend some time mentoring a child. Help a neighbor. Invest in our future. Use your time, your talent, and your treasure to make a difference. Be willing to step out of your comfort zone. Our city would be a better place because of that. We had a memorable 2013 in Fort Wayne, and I want 2014 to be even better. Now, we're off to a great start, but there's much more to be done. Let's commit to making Fort Wayne the best that it can be. I believe, truly, that we are creating a jewel. Join me in investing in our future. Thank you. Thank you all. Thank you.